Like you look at a plant. What do you say you're doing? You're
squatting down.
Someone's been sick a while. They might be up and around, but they still look a little bit
pale or sick, or some people would say peaked. I remember my mother used to say that.
Yeah, you say
I don't think so. If I do, it's usually through fun, you know.
A person who can lift heavy weights is very
strong.
Some person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper is mighty, what?
Pleasant.
Somebody like a teenager who's always stumbling over himself is
clumsy.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense is a he be a plain, what?
Plain Jane, if it's a girl. Idiot.
Hey, you didn't say fool. Did you ever hear that you should not say that word?
Well, and this probably the reason I don't use the word idiot or fool or anything like that is because I have it in the family. I mean, I have a mentally retarded sister. And I would be very unhappy if somebody called her something like that. Oh. And I would be very cautious not to say that to somebody or about somebody else.
A person who has plenty of money and hangs on to it is a
miser.
If I say, Mr. Brown will pay you good money, but you'll have to earn it. He's a regular
miser again.
When you use the word common about a person, what do you mean?
Well, I guess if you were to use the word that you are very common, that you don't like the better things, or then on the word common, it could be used several ways. That would be a common thing to do, you know, that you did something that's just routine or ritual. But if you were saying a person was common, that maybe she wasn't quite as high standard as some other people would be.
An old person, say about 80, who still does her housework, you'd say she's mighty
spry.
The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling
uneasy.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
Afraid.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of
nervous.
A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is
scary.
The old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
If I said, I don't understand why she's afraid, if she never was before.
She never was before, or she never has been.
Do you ever use the opposite of used to be? What would you think would be the opposite of used to be?
Used to be. Never was.
I wouldn't say these kids around here are reckless drivers, but some of them sure are what about?
Wow.
If your daughter is going to major in accounting, then she will not be what with her figure? She won't be
accurate.